Welcome, everyone, to the very first, I'll say, pre-episode of the Engineer Your Career podcast. I'm Brendan Timrak, and with me is my co-host,
Troy Bauman.
That's right.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to EYC.
Yeah, we're excited to be doing this. Troy and I decided to do this podcast starting about a couple months ago as a way for us to talk to people across the engineering spectrum and all sorts of different disciplines and careers and jobs and all sorts of things.
Yeah, we view engineer your career, comma, your career as this
very important comma.
This path to like looking at your career path. I don't know. It's really hard to like find exactly what type of engineer you want to be. And I think we found that, you know, in our lives and like listening to the stories of others, that it's kind of crazy how people find their paths. And sometimes it's just like maybe one person or like one class or one situation or one experience that drove them to like become this type of engineer. And I think that can be so defining and so impactful that we wanted to just talk to a bunch of engineers and kind of learn about their jobs. And I see a lot of cool opportunities for people to learn about new paths with a podcast like this.
Yeah, definitely. So I won't go into the full bios about myself, but Troy and I are both mechanical engineers by education and have had somewhat different career routes so far. And I'm sure that we'll probably do some individual episodes with ourselves to talk about it. But for reference right now, so I work in the automotive industry. I'm a calibration engineer. And that's been most of my experience. So when I think about what I want to do in the future or different careers I'm interested in, I don't necessarily have a wide breadth of understanding for lots of those, because I think there's lots of ways, especially in mechanical engineering, but in lots of the engineering disciplines, there's not just one path they have to go down or one thing they have to go down. And especially in today's age with new job titles being created and new technologies coming up, there's always a lot of growth in that area. So it's going to be really interesting as we go through this to talk to people who are doing, you know, maybe traditional engineering roles or new engineering roles, hearing about how they got there, and kind of the pluses and minuses of some of those roles or industries or companies that they're working in. And I think it's all going to help us learn a little bit more about the profession and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think for me, Brendan, like it's like if I sit and think, okay, well, like what are the other types of jobs in mechanical engineering, which is a discipline I have a master's degree in? I feel like I can tell you the general categories, like, okay, like fluids, thermal, like all these different things. But I can't tell you what anyone actually does if you actually focus in fluids. Like what is like, yeah, I can maybe tell you what equations they use, but I can't tell you what their actual day to day is like. And for all I know, it could be awesome. Like it could be something that I really would like to do, but you don't really get exposure to that, to like what the actual job is like. If you're in college, you're, you know, first or second year, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to pick my sub discipline. If you're lucky enough to know already what your main area of engineering is,
it's like,
you don't actually learn like what the jobs actually are, what they're going to do. You just learn like, okay, well, I liked my fluids class. Okay. So I liked these equations. I liked the idea of like modeling fluid interactions, but what does that mean? I'm going to like the jobs. Like I honestly couldn't even list for you the titles of jobs that are typical for fluids engineers. And it's like, it's just crazy to me because it's crazy to me because if I know so little about that, like I just like imagine expanding that to all the disciplines of engineering. And I think this is a cool opportunity to try to explore some of that and kind of shortly or quickly educate people on that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think in my role, I work kind of on the edge of controls engineering. And like in college, I had no interest in controls. And now I'm working very tangentially to it. And I realize that it looks nothing like what we learned in class. Yeah. And so it's like the disconnect between what new engineers are learning in college and coming out with versus what they're doing in the real world and actually applying it. Like, I don't really know. I could probably count on my hands the number of times I've used the engineering equation in the past like 3 years of work, just because it's so different than what we're learning in the classroom. And so I'm interested to find out what positions there are out there where people are like heavily equation based versus more kind of experiential jobs and what they're doing. So I think we're going to have a lot of interesting people come on here and learn a lot of different stuff about what people are doing. I'm interested to learn about the day to day, because that's really what a job is, right? Like,
Yeah, so much more than the equations, ironically. One of the things that seems to me that you find out, it's just, you know, you go through school and you think you're going to pick what you want to do based on the type of equations you want to interact with, or like how you want to think about the world. But so much of the job is just what it's like to actually execute the job. How much paperwork are you doing? Where do you have to live geographically? These questions that don't ever get asked. I mean, you don't even really think about them all the way like through the job interview. You like, I bet there's many people that have accepted jobs that would not tell anyone what they're going to do.
I know exactly.
But you've read the job description. You can say, okay, well, yeah, this is a job for Caterpillar in Peoria, Illinois. I can't tell you what I'm going to do on my first day. All I can tell you is I might use these equations in this book.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to the job interview and some of the questions that I'll either ask someone or they'll be asking me, like, hey, let me explain the job to you. And it's the fact that you have to be getting an interview and going through it before you actually get a full understanding of what the job is. It's kind of crazy because it's all of us going out there, you know, applying to jobs, trying to do different things, but only knowing what you're getting on like maybe a one page equivalent amount of text on a description on a website somewhere. And then you know, if you're lucky and you get an interview, then you like actually learn about it. So hearing from people who are actually doing it, I think is so much better.
Yeah, no, definitely. And to just kind of help give exposure, because like in the same way that you might think like, oh, I want to come into a job from, I like these equations, it seems more logical to me that you'd come into a job from, hey, I've heard that this title does these things. I really like that. That sounds like a job I'd really enjoy. Okay, yeah, I need to learn controls, or yeah, I need to learn these equations to be able to do that job. But that just seems, that idea of coming to the job is so abstract, other than mentors, right? I mean, like, I think that's one of the powerful things about mentors is it's one way for you to get a real life, hey, this is what the job is like. And I think it's one of the many advantages of a mentor, but I think it's just crazy that there's just so many people that they have no way to be able to figure out what it is they're actually going to do every day in their engineering job.
Yeah, definitely. And so I think for this podcast overall, like we're really trying to target a few groups of people that I think cover a wide range. One is we are trying to do across all engineering disciplines. So even though we're mechanical engineers by background, we want to include people across all the disciplines, whether that's mechanical, electrical, software, chemical, environmental, civil, whatever. We hope to have everyone on here. And we hope for people who are listening, for people who are in college, students who are in college, who are trying to figure out maybe what they want to go into, people early in their career who are maybe in one job and they've been there long enough where they're ready to move on to something else, but they don't know. So hopefully some of the people we have that will come on the show and we'll interview, hopefully their stories can help those people gain an idea for maybe what they want to do next, as well as people who are even further on in their careers. Maybe there's lots of people who change careers halfway through. Maybe they're looking for something new, and maybe it's you want to be still in a technical realm of engineering, but you want to try something else out. So maybe even those stories will be helpful for people. I think that's what we're trying to get at with this.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's really all kind of about this idea of like career paths. I mean, our tagline that we kind of came up with is help engineers explore potential career paths by listening to the experiences of others. And so we haven't really said it explicitly, but this podcast will be predominantly us talking to other engineers and talking about their lives and us just really trying to give them a microphone, like actually give them a microphone to be able to talk about their career and then have others listen. And, you know, who knows, maybe it's something, well, not really interesting. And maybe it's something that's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize mechanical engineers could do that. I didn't realize, you know, with a civil engineering degree, I could become a doctor. Like there's a lot of different ways to kind of learn about things. And I think there's just not really great resources, engaging resources to do that. And we hope that this podcast can kind of become that for the community.
Yeah, that's a really good point. What you said about like, what can a mechanical engineer do, electrical engineer? For like the industry I'm in, people who are doing basically the same exact job that I'm doing, there are people who have mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, chemical engineering degrees. Like the degrees we get do not have to necessarily force us to be in one field or one specific job or the other. So I think that's a really good point of, you know, hearing these stories about people as, you know, hey, I started out with, you know, X degree and now you do Y or whatever. So that's good. That's gonna be really interesting to listen to. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. Likewise. Even maybe getting into this idea of like business and engineering and like talking to engineers who are doing business now or talking to business people who are doing engineering management or these different types of things. Like, I think there's, in a lot of big companies, there's this like technical path, management path, talking to people about how they decide what they want to do. Cause again, it's another situation of you have no idea what the day to day is like. It's like, hey, pick another path, but you don't know actually what your day to day is going to be like going down either path. Maybe you can see your boss going to a lot of meetings and you say, okay, well, that's what the management track looks like. Or Joe, the technical specialist, he just sits at his desk all day.
Yeah.
But like, you know, but you can't actually, without going and asking them, hear these stories of this is what the day-to-day of the management path looks like. These are the goods and the bads and vice versa. And I think being able to explore some of those things will be really important too.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's going to be a fun journey as we go down this. So anything else before I wrap up sort of this intro episode that you can think of, Troy?
No, I don't think so. I guess just we have a website, uicpodcast.com. We hope that you guys check that out. That's where we'll post episodes in addition to on all the main streams. But if you have questions or, you know, certain, I don't know, job titles that you're interested in us to explore, you want us to bring someone on in that title, let us know. I mean, we'd love to help make this whatever the community really needs.
Yeah, definitely. Anyone out there listening, feel free to reach out. We have a list of people we want to interview, but we're always looking for more, more variety, more industries, more jobs or anything. So hit us up on the website, uicpodcast.com, if you have any ideas for us or comments or feedbacks about what you heard so far. We hope to have a full interview episode for you, episode one, out here in the next couple weeks. Thanks for listening to another episode of Engineer Your Career with Troy Bauman and Brennan Timrak. For more information about the show, visit our website at eycpodcast.com. There you can find show notes for each episode and get in touch with Troy and I. If you or someone you know are an engineer with an interesting or even not so interesting career journey and would like to be on the show, go on the website, send us a short bio, and we may just invite you to come on and share your story. And finally, if you want to show your support, please rate, review, like, or subscribe to the show on your podcast player of choice.